Did President Obama show off a Che Guevara t-shirt in Cuba? A Texas elected leader posted a photo of it on Facebook. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News, joined by Gardner Selby of the PolitiFact Texas Fact-Checking Project, headquartered at the Austin American-Statesman. Good morning, Gardner.
Good morning.
So what happened?
As you already indicated, Obama recently visited Cuba, and along the way, he attended a wreath-laying ceremony with the country's leader, Raul Castro. Now, in the background, there's a giant mural of Marxist revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara. It's several stories tall. The late Guevara was a key, fiery figure in the revolution that brought Fidel Castro to power.
And at some point, the president happily picked up a T-shirt bearing his Che Guevara's image?
We wondered, but what we know is that Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, he's a Republican, posted a photo to his Facebook fan page of the president holding a blue T-shirt adorned with Guevara's face.
Of course, Sid Miller is very active on Facebook, and his posts in the past have drawn quite a lot of scrutiny, but we won't get into that. Now, in this picture, right, the president was grinning, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. There's more detail. Miller posted a photo caption stating that rather than get back home after the Brussels terrorist attacks, Obama remains in Cuba, Miller said, holding a shirt depicting the image of Che Guevara, one of the most reviled terrorists of the modern age, a murdering thug responsible for thousands of innocent deaths.
That it?
No. Miller continues in this post by saying that Obama is laughing at us. He understands the symbolism of this picture and does not care. I believe his actions are disgraceful. Do you agree?
Sid Miller's responsible for agriculture in Texas, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's his agency.
Was this a real photo?
Houston Chronicle reporter Fauzia Rahman looked into that after the Chronicle published a news story deeming the shirt photo a fake. Now, that story said it looked like the photo was a doctored version of a picture taken when Obama held a similarly blue shirt at a university lab.
All right. Fact check over. It's pretty straightforward this time, right?
No, you know better. We do our own homework. We took the image posted by Miller and ran it through a reverse Google image search. Now, that was something new to me.
I love that. So you take a photo, you upload it, and it tries to match the image and look for it on other websites.
Yes, it does. And that's what happened. In this case, our research brought up visually similar images of Obama holding up a blue T-shirt. In this case, the shirt had equations on it. She also spotted web links to pages with matching image of Obama in 2009 wearing the very pink dotted tie that happens to be in the photo of Obama posted by Miller.
Well, bottom line, Gardner, how did Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller's claim come out on the Texas Truth-O-Meter?
What he presented was based on Photoshop, not facts, Nathan. Incorrect, ridiculous, pants on fire! Footnote.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What?
Miller still had that photo posted last we looked. It has drawn over 2,000 comments.
Wow. 2,000. Well, you can, Sid Miller's Facebook page, his fan page is public. You can go check it out for yourself. If you want to read the fact checks, go to politifacttexas.com where you'll find Gardner Selby's work and the work of many others. Thanks for what you do, Gardner.
Good to be here.
I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.